you for listening to the broadcast of the Zion Hill Church family. To hear this sermon in its entirety or hear other sermons, visit our online sanctuary at zionhill.com. That's ZIONHILL.com, where faith finds its home and every soul is welcomed with open arms. Under the leadership of Pastor Joshua Joydera on the Hill in Pineville, Louisiana. If you're ever in the area, come and see what's going on at Zion Hill Church Family.
This is radio station KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Welcome to the media ministries of the Pleasant Hill Baptist Church, pastored by Reverend Joseph Garner at 1210 M.W. Harrison Street in Leesville. Now listen to the message, already in progress, by Reverend Joseph Garner.
Some believers in here tonight.
I love you, Lord.
I love you.
I may as well stand up. Come on, if you're a believer, get on your feet. Come on. I believe. Oh, yeah. I'm a believer. That sounds good to me. I don't know about y'all. Come on. Put your hands together. Yeah. I believe
in Jesus Christ. Nobody can tell me otherwise. Say yeah. Yeah. One more time, y'all.
I'm here to tell y'all, if I knew how to dance, see, some of y'all, it takes the nightclub for you to get your groove on, but there are three or four people up in here who know that if it hadn't been for the Lord on their side, ain't no way I'm gonna give the world more than I give my God. Come on, if you're a believer, put your hands together. Come on, come on.
Say it.
Give the Lord a hand of praise. And I guess y'all remain standing. We're finna go to the word. I guess I'm just still on fire from this past week. I've been at our National Baptist Midwinter Conference, and let me tell you, we've had church all week. The word of God has gone forth. The praises of God have been lifted high, and I'm still excited about what God is doing in this new season. Amen. Before we get into the word, I want to thank once again, I'm so proud of our young people. Thank you, AJ Berry. He gave an awesome presentation at our banquet on last night. Thank you, Jakira Wilson. She gave an awesome presentation on last night at our scholarship banquet. And then Jemai James just put the icing on the cake. We are so proud. Come on, let's give all of our young people a hand. Thank y'all. Thank you. Jennifer and Grace, who participated in our spelling bee on Thursday. Let's give them a hand. Thank you. Amen. Genesis. What did I say? I'm sorry. Genesis. Amen. And Grace. Amen. God bless you. All right. I'm going to deal with something that I know that normally I would talk about Dr. King as we celebrate and honor him during this weekend, but the Lord has led me to talk about fear and overcoming fear with God's truth. Amen. And I don't know what's up ahead. I don't know what's up the road. This president is crazy, and stuff that he's doing in this nation is crazy to me. All right? I know some of y'all got them red hats in your closet, but to me, it's crazy. All right? And I don't know what's coming, but I know this, that God does not want us to be afraid. All right? And so I'm going to talk this morning, and there are three passages that I want us to look at, but we're going to talk about overcoming fear with God's truth, all right? The first passage I want to call your attention to is Psalm 56, Psalm 56. Thank you, Deacon Smith. Amen. Psalm 56, and we're going to look at verses 3 and 4. I'm going to read from the New King James Version. I know that the King James Version reads a little differently, but amen. I like the way the New King James Version says it. Okay, Psalm 56, verse 3 and 4, it says, "Whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you." Verse 4, "In God, I will praise his word. In God, I have put my trust. I will not fear. What can flesh do to me?" All right. Second passage, Isaiah chapter 41 and verse 10. Isaiah chapter 41 and verse 10. Amen. Amen. When you find it, say amen. All right. Isaiah 41 and verse 10, it says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Amen. And then finally, 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7. When you find it, say amen. "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." God bless you. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord, overcoming fear with God's truth. Thank you, ushers. Father, we thank you now for this preaching privilege, and Father, we pray that you will speak a word into the hearts and minds of your people that will remind us that you are God and God all by yourself. We thank you. There should be no walking. We thank you, God, in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Fear has a loud voice, but I want to tell you this morning, it's not the final voice. Amen. Can I testify for just a moment? Fear is no stranger to any of us. Fear doesn't need an invitation. Fear doesn't check your resume. Fear doesn't care how saved you are, how long you've been in church, or how many scriptures you can quote. Fear will show up in the middle of the night, sit on the edge of your bed, and start talking to you. Do I have any witnesses this morning? We fear what might happen. We fear what already happened. We fear what we can't control. We fear what we can't explain. We fear failure and success. We fear rejection and acceptance. We fear illness and health. We fear loss and responsibility. And if we're honest, some of our deepest fears don't even have names. They just have weight. Do I have any witnesses? Do you understand what I'm talking about? Amen. Some stuff we're afraid of, we can't even put a name on it, but we've got to admit that there is in our hearts and in our minds and sometimes even in our spirits those things that we are afraid of. Now, let me be clear. Not all fear is foolish. Tell your neighbor, not all fear is foolish. What are you talking about, Pastor? I'm trying to tell you that some fear is functional. Fear teaches us don't touch the fire. Fear tells us to slow down when the road is wet. At least some of us. At least the older ones of us. Because I got to admit, when I was younger, amen, I look at the way some of these young people drive now, and I think back to the time when I used to drive. Like, y'all know, weaving in and out of traffic. Amen, I can't go no faster. You on my bumper, there's a truck in front of me, and you're acting like you're going to run into, well, you're going to have to run on into the back of me. And I'm one of those kind of Christians that I will fall out in the road, amen. All right, let's move on. Fear tells us to slow down when the road is wet. Fear can protect us from real danger. But then, y'all, there's that other kind of fear. I'm talking about the kind of fear that steals your peace. I'm talking about the kind of fear that hijacks your imagination. The fear that keeps you up all night long replaying conversations, watch this, that haven't even happened yet. The fear that turns tomorrow into a threat instead of a promise. And the tragedy is not that fear shows up, but the tragedy is when fear comes in and takes over. Oh my, the good news today is this. God does not deny the reality of fear, but God refuses, and he wants us to refuse, to let fear have the last word. Look at what the psalmist says. The psalmist says, when I am afraid, I will put my trust in you. He doesn't say, not if I'm afraid. He says, but when I'm afraid. So today, we are not here to pretend fear doesn't exist. We are here to learn how to overcome fear by trusting in God's truth. Y'all want to hear me today? All right. Well, here's the first thing you got to do. You've got to recognize fear's reality. Help me preach this. Turn to somebody and say, but don't crown it as king. Don't crown fear as king. All right. Recognize fear's reality, but don't crown it king. Psalm 56, 3 and 4. Whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you. In God, I will praise his word. In God, I have put my trust. I will not fear. What can flesh do to me? When I'm afraid, I will put my trust, God, in you. Y'all, David does something spiritually mature here. He doesn't deny fear, and he doesn't dramatize it. He acknowledges it, and then he redirects it. Look at the order. Number one, fear is acknowledged, but then trust is activated. God's word is praised. Fear loses its authority. You see, too many believers think faith means fearlessness. I said too many believers believe that faith means fearlessness. But the Bible teaches us that faith means being honest with God. Oh my, do you know you can't walk in faith unless you're honest with God? And is there anyone here who understands that in order to be honest with God, you got to first of all what? Be honest with yourself. That's one reason some folk can't worship him right and can't praise him right. Amen, because you cannot worship God in faith unless you're honest with him, and you can't be honest with him if you're not even honest with yourself. Oh my. I've come by to tell you today, amen, that we've got to be honest with God. If you study the Bible, you understand that Moses was afraid. Joshua had moments when he was afraid. Elijah, the Bible says that the brother ran for his life. And you don't run like that, what? Unless you're afraid. Jeremiah said he was too young. And even Jesus in Gethsemane, was troubled and distressed, he said, God, Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Do you understand that for a moment our Savior experienced fear? So fear is not a sin. Tell your neighbor, it's a signal. The problem is not feeling fear. The problem is living under fear. There's a difference. I said there's a difference. You see, caution, amen, the difference is this. Caution that protects you. Fear paralyzes you. Caution says, be wise. Fear says, don't move. Caution says, pray and prepare. Fear says, hide and hope it goes away. But Paul tells us, be anxious for nothing. Not because nothing matters, but because God matters more. And sometimes, y'all, fear has power simply because it's unnamed. You can't fight what you won't identify. Oh my, some of us are afraid of losing control. Some of us are afraid of being rejected. Some of us are afraid of failing publicly. Some of us are afraid of ending up alone. Some of, that's why y'all may be surprised some folk get married because they're afraid of ending up alone. Amen. And then there are some folk in here who are now alone, and they are afraid of getting somebody that's going to mess up their peace. Move on, Pastor. Amen. Some of us are afraid of facing uncertainty. And fear doesn't just affect your spirit, it will affect your body. Lord, why is my blood pressure so high? Lord, why am I having these, AFib, migraines, headaches? Why? Amen. It's because fear will affect your body. Fear will affect your sleep. Fear will affect your breathing. Fear will affect your relationships. And it sure enough will affect your joy. And I've come by to tell somebody this morning that whatever you do, don't let that low down dirty devil steal your joy. Oh my, oh my, oh my, oh my. Come on. Is there anybody here who's made up in your mind, I'm not going to let the devil steal my joy? But fear will do all of that. That's why the prayer of the psalmist is so necessary. He said in his prayer, search me, O God, and know my thoughts. Lord, help me recognize what I'm afraid of so fear doesn't secretly run my life. I'm not going to let fear run my life. I don't care what name you put on it. Some folk call it anxiety. You know, that's what the psychologists, they'll tell you. Oh, and I'm not saying these things are not real. But I'm saying that as a believer, you've got the power to overcome anxiety. I'm telling you, as a believer, you've got the power to overcome depression. One of the classes I took at our convention this week was a class on mental health wellness for pastors and leaders. And there were some of us sitting in there who didn't know that pastors and spiritual leaders needed mental health wellness. But by the time this sister finished, y'all, amen, there were pastors up in there. I know one of them. I ain't going to tell you who he was, but there were pastors in there shedding tears. There were pastors in there soaked with tears because they realized that they had been pouring out for other folk, amen, giving other folk advice, counseling other folk, telling other folk how to fix their families and fix their marriages and fix their finances without realizing that they need some stuff fixed too. Is there anybody up in here who understands that, yes, I'm a believer, but I've got to be aware of my mental health too? Do y'all know what she had the nerve to say? She looked us preachers, and y'all got to understand that for the National Baptist Convention, we've been around for 150 years, but this is the first time in our history that we have accepted and allowed women preachers. And so now we have women preachers who are teaching us and who are preaching to us. And this female preacher, Minister Miller, had the nerve to look at all of these big shot pastors and preachers in that class. And she said, y'all don't just need a savior. Some of y'all need therapy. Oh, my. We've got to get beyond. You know, we get so spiritual that we come up in here and want everybody to think that everything is good and everything is well with us and that we don't, amen, that losing people doesn't bother us. You know, after you've buried so many people, sometimes it just don't move you. Amen. But every now and then, God will let somebody leave you, amen, to help you realize that you're still human, you're still flesh. Amen. But I've come by to tell you, Pleasant Hill, today, do not let fear have the last word. The second thing you got to do, remember God's truth. You see, fear forgets, but faith remembers. I said fear forgets, but faith remembers. Isaiah 41 and 10. Fear not, for I am with you. I will strengthen you, I will help you, I will uphold you. Now, this verse is a fourfold prescription for fearful hearts. Let's break it down. Four things this verse tells us that ought to help us to overcome fear. The first thing this verse tells us, he says, fear not, for I am with you. The first thing it tells us is that we have God's presence. When I would be afraid, I've got to remind myself that God is with me. Fear says you're on your own. God says you ain't ever alone. From Jacob in the wilderness, to Moses before Pharaoh, to Joshua at the Jordan, to the disciples at the ascension, God's promise has always been the same. I'm with you. Come on, somebody breathe that in. Breathe it in. Inhale that in your spirit. God is with me. See, we look at folk and we look good and dressed up and all, but somebody's going through some. You don't ever know when somebody is at the end of their rope. I was reminded, and I was telling my niece and nephew who I had a chance to visit while I was in Florida, of an experience I had when I was at McNeese. We were in this line. I had a work study job. And we were in line to get our checks. And in this line, we were lined up, cut right. I forget that little round building where we used to go get our checks. But there was a young lady, Caucasian lady, standing next to me, and we were laughing.